This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
So, David.
Ooh, hi.
It feels like it's been forever since we've recorded together. We were talking about this before the show, but it's not too bad. It's been a while, but we're not too bad. But I went to the Oregon State Fair the other day.
Oh, yeah, that happened recently.
Yeah, it's still happening, actually.
Okay.
Well, when this episode comes out, it's done. But it's still happening right now when we're recording.
Okay.
And I watched an equestrian event. You know, that's horse riding. Horses, right, yes. And there was a rider from Spain there. And I noticed that he controlled his horse with very loose reins that mostly just rested on the horse's neck.
Wow,
which I thought was kind of interesting.
Control.
So that's a lot of control. And afterwards, I went to him and I asked, because I went down. I said, I got to go ask him. And Alex was like, don't go talk to the... I said, no, I got to go ask him. And I said, how do you control your horse in such a relaxed manner? And he says, well, the reins in Spain fall plainly on the mane.
Plainly they do.
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and you know.
Cow.
And
it's been too long since I've been on the show, I must say.
Oh, thank you for the puns. And, you know, by now, everybody knows that I was in the seminary for a while. And while I was a young acolyte, which is a term for, like, a deacon or something like that, we were at a gathering. And this young lady comes up to me and she says, Deacon, I think I'm committing a sin every day, the sin of vanity. I look at myself in the mirror every morning and tell myself how beautiful I am.
Oh.
Okay, well, I looked her up and down and I says, my dear, that's not a sin. That's a mistake.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho.
Oh. I tell you, that's amazing. Oh, mistake indeed. Oh, and I hear that familiar sound of the music. I haven't heard this music in like 3 weeks.
I know, there it is. Well, hello, greetings, Mubark Fluff, and hello again. Two hellos. Hello, greetings, Mubark Fluff, and hello to all the creatures in the Potterverse. I am Barely Normal, and with me is that purple pup of puns, Tabin. How the heck and Fluff are you, Tabin? It's been a busy summer.
It has been a busy... I must say, thanks for having me on the show. I've been working...
But you're quite welcome.
...hard to get a spot, and I'm glad I finally got on. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been BFF something for a couple of weeks now.
BFFR, BFFC, BFF Alpha, you know, just a whole
right, exactly.
Things.
Yeah. So.
But no, things have been good. Things have been good. I'll just say it. I don't know why, but I'm just going to say it. Living people eat dead mushrooms, but living mushrooms eat dead people.
That's true. That's okay. Yeah. Why did that come up? Something you thought of this afternoon?
I don't even know where that came from. It's just a thing that happened. But I mean, maybe it's because mushrooms are just such fun guy and everything. I don't know.
They are fun guys. Yeah.
So my friend Tammy, and like you said, it's been a while. So I've kind of got a bunch of little miscellaneous things to say. And
have a forum.
Huh?
I said, well, you have a forum to say those things. This is your show. Yeah. Say the thing. You have a forum.
I have a forum. Like, I got it. Not a five of them.
Not a five, or a three of them.
Or a three of them. I wouldn't want to be them. Wow.
But I can see
him.
Wow, we're just off the rails already.
Uh-huh.
You forgot what it was like to be on the show? Really?
I'm remembering that. It's coming back to me. So all you furs, I have, maybe you know, so maybe you haven't been gone for about 3 weeks or something. I went to... with my hubby, went to Colorado and Denver, and so I'll be talking about that trip in a little bit, but a few things to get out of the way first. From my friend Tammy. Tammy told me that she made up a silly word that I can use on my podcast, on the podcast.
Ooh, okay.
And so, shout out to Tammy. That word is fenecdoche.
Fenecdoche.
Fenecdoche. Okay. Fenecdoche. Apparently, okay. It's a noun.
All right.
And apparently this derives from the words fennec and from the word synecdoche, whatever that means.
Okay.
But so fennecdoche is a social phenomenon in which enthusiasm...
Wait a minute, a social what?
It's a word I can't pronounce. A social phenomenon. How do you pronounce
it? There you go.
That?
Very good. You said a phenomenon.
I totally bet I did because I usually do things like that. Phenomenon. Do, 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 do. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's going in the
social
background now.
Phenomenon in which enthusiasm of a specific species comes to stand for enthusiasm of a larger family of animals, or vice versa, often observed in communities of furries. So thank you, Tammy, for that.
Yes, thank you, Tammy.
And Tammy's not even a furry, so that's very, very nice of Tammy to do that. Also from the Denver chat, Starcatcher, so shout out to Starcatcher, said, did you guys hear about the species of bear without any teeth? They're called a gummy bear.
I hear the crickets.
Thank you for the crickets there, Starcatcher. Yes. That's great. Oh, they're tasty. They are tasty, as a matter of fact.
Crickets are tasty.
And, okay, so you know about, like, all the turkeys and everything and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh, yes.
And so we call, me and my hubby, we call them turds.
That's what turds are.
It does make sense. I chase after them and everything, and I try and get rid of them and stuff. And so then, because of that, my honey ordained me the turdinator. And then the next day I chased some deer. So now I am the turdinator.
Okay.
So there's that.
Turdinator. Okay.
What else?
And if you chased away guys named Ralph, would you be the Ralphinator?
Only if I something about went to vote or something dumb like that. I don't know.
Yes, I
it's been a while since
you've been on the show. Your insta pun brain is not functioning quite yet.
It's not lubed up.
No.
That's very true. Also, I have this note here that apparently I will have some merch on Fourth Wall. I talked about that before, so go to Fourth Wall. Tabin-shop.fourthwall.com and go, you can get some Tabin merch. Also,
Shameless self-promotion.
That's right. Also got a plug for Get Out the Float in February in Seaside, Oregon. New con, I've talked about this before, but it's been an event, and now officially starting next year, it's an official fur con out in Seaside, Oregon, February 2nd through 4th. Me, Barely, Rain will all be there. Barely's running, doing the programming. Rain's heading up the DJ stuff. I'm doing like a whole bunch of things. I'm not even sure what anymore, but I'll be running around and stuff. Anyway, so we'll all be there. So come join the fun, and it'll be a really fun time. We went last year. It was great. So go to getoutthefloat.com, all one word, and go do that. So now I can talk about my Colorado trip. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Well, yes. Please tell us all about your sojourn into the Rockies. He's taking some voice lubrication and...
And
he comes.
The lubrication has been Ralph Nader'd.
Okay. All right. That's one way to look at it. This is another way.
That's one way. So, we had about a 10-day trip to Colorado. The first night we stayed in Boulder, Colorado. Their first main place we stayed was in Estes Park, but the first night we stayed in Boulder, Colorado. It is a very gay-friendly city. Holy cow. I had no idea how... So we're walking around in the downtown Boulder, and you know, the big, you know, they've got this big outdoor street mall, you know, things like there's this shops and everything everywhere and people and stuff. And there are literally pride flags on like every single restaurant and shop just out, you know, and they're not hiding it. It's like big in the big front window or hanging from the awning or whatever. Even the courthouse has a big, like where you would think the American flag would be. Instead, yes. It's a big pride flag.
Wow.
And even on the streets, you know, the crosswalks and on the very edges of the crosswalk are rainbows. They've painted rainbows on it.
Wow.
And I don't know if this is, apparently it's not just that it's leftover from pride or something. It's just like, it's a very gay-friendly city, and that was very, very cool to see.
Nice.
So then the next four nights, we stayed in Estes Park, which is right next to the Rockies. And we stayed there in Estes Park. So, of course, you probably know that, you know, it's the Mile High City and everything, or Denver is anyway. It's literally a mile off the, what am I trying to say? A mile high off of sea level.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what you're trying to say.
Estes Park is actually at about 7,500 feet. So it's way up there. And you do feel it. Like you don't stop breathing or something, but it's after a while you notice it's a lot harder to walk downhill than it should. So have you been to Colorado and through that area?
Years ago when I was a wee cub, yes.
Wee cub. But yeah, you remember the whole air thing and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Something you can't. But it's beautiful out there, so we stayed in this little cabin thing that's right next to downtown, so we could just walk to downtown, which is great because parking was like impossible.
Horrendous. Yeah.
Very horrendous. Very beautiful through there, though. The first full day, we took a Jeep tour of the Rocky Mountain. They have, in Rocky Mountain National Park, they have a bunch of different Jeep tours, like a waterfall tour and a safari tour and tundra and things like that. So we did one of their Jeep tours, and luckily they let dogs on these Jeeps because, well there I was.
Yes.
They didn't let me make me go away or anything, but it was, you know, a 3-hour tour. It was.
A 3-hour tour.
It was a 3-hour tour. Was Lovey and Mr. Howell there?
They were very scared, though. They kind of hid down in the depths of the Jeep.
Okay.
And we went all the way up to the visitor center, which is at the very top, which is at like 12,000, 13,000 feet or something. The Rockies go up to 14,000, but, and it's really amazing. There's actual highways at 10,000 feet. Like they're not just dirt roads. There are roads that cars drive on and they're at 10,000 feet. I guess some places there's even, we didn't go on one, but I guess some places there are actual freeways at 10,000 feet. And that just blows my mind somehow. That's just crazy.
Did you say freeways or furry ways?
Freeways. But sometimes depending on who's taking them, they might be furry ways too. It's the furry way to go. I don't know. So that was very cool. And then the next day we kind of did some self-exploring of Rocky Mountain National Park. Went on some little trails that take you up to some lakes and stuff. And it's so pretty up there. Oh, my cow. And one day, of course, we walked down downtown Estes Park. There are a ton of t-shirt shops in downtown Estes Park. There are like so many. And we didn't buy one single t-shirt. There's like 17 different t-shirt shops and they're all like pretty much the same, but they're, I don't know how they even stay in business. So that was interesting. Then on Thursday, we went back to Denver to go, we ended the trip with Denver, of course. I've talked in the past about recent shows about how I was going to be Denver. So I did. Denver was very cool. My first time to Denver. Very fun. The hotel, it's a Sheraton. It's a two tower thing. You know, one of those where, okay, it's got the Plaza Tower on one side of the street and you can go over a sky bridge or whatever. And there's another tower. Now the Plaza side, which is where kind of the main stuff was and where our room was. I mean, it's like a normal Sheraton. Okay. The tower side, they call it the tower. The tower side. Wow. That's so confusing. It's just like, I guess from what I heard, they like back in the day, it was an old like a strip mall or something, or an old something or other that they morphed and reconfigured into a hotel or something, or a convention center or something. And so you've got like, you go and there's like elevators. Here's a bank of like four elevators and three of them will go to floors 1, 2, and 3, you know, out of 26. And the others, no. Yeah, one of them, three of them will go to 1, 2, and 3. And the other one will go to 1, 3, and 4. And then if you want to get to floor 10, you have to change to another bank. But then if you want to, I mean, there's like all these elevators all over the place and it's impossible. It's like the biggest maze. Someone said that they actually worked there. I think it was someone at the con said they actually have worked there for 4 years and they're still always finding new interesting places in that hotel.
Wow, that's cool.
But it was very confusing and a little bit annoying at first, but you get used to it. Like by the last day of the con, I think I could find where my panel rooms were.
Well, that's good. But somehow, otherwise, you know,
Which might be why I didn't get as big of a turnout to my panels that I usually do because no one could find it. But
that's possible, yes.
But I did compete in the Floor Wars. I made it to round two and I did a little better than I did at TFF. At TFF, I made it to round two. But round two, like all three judges did not vote for me. So like, okay, I wasn't even close. But this time, one of the three judges voted for me. So I almost made it to round three. So that was exciting.
It's very exciting.
So, but that was fun. That was good. That day, that night, actually, it's a good thing I didn't make it to round three, because soon after I had my Taven Sings Weird Al thing. I was on an actual stage, which was pretty cool. And it was fun. I mean, it was fun. People had a good time. And they had it, like a lot of them actually knew all the songs at the time. So there's a lot of singing along and stuff, but everybody seemed to have a good time. Yeah, it was good. Then the next day I had my story time. Only about 15 showed up to my Weird Al thing, but they all had a really good time. And so that was great. Now my story time the next day, 15 showed up. And guess what? They were not all the same 15.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, only I think two or three of them were the same. But they all, that went really well too. They all had a good time. So that was great.
And of course, you plug the podcast at every opportunity, right?
I did. So definitely well, I didn't do it during Flower Wars, of course, but during Storytime Weird Al, I plugged the pod and, you know, gave out little, I had new Taven cards made with QR codes, and we gave out like a ton of those.
Good.
Oh, and one, so they had, you might have seen this, they have these at like business conventions and stuff, but they had like a what do they call those things that, it's a billboard thing, it's like a V, but it folds so you can put it down.
Yes.
What's the name of those?
A notice board or something like that?
Board V thing that folds up.
Yeah,
so it's one of those where you could put like business cards in and everything. So a bunch of firms had their businesses and stuff on there. I put some Taven cards in there.
Nice.
And we went away and then came back later and they took it away. So I don't know if anyone took it. But the next day we tried again and we put in like 12 or something. And we came back an hour later. They were all gone.
Nice.
And we put in some Taven chips too, and they were all gone. And so we put like 12 more in or something. We went, we came back later, there was like only one left.
Nice.
So very cool. Hopefully we'll get some more listens to the pod. Then on Sunday, I did something that I've been meaning to do at about like every con that it's at since like BLFC 2017. You know, the Free Logic escape rooms that they have at all the big cons?
Yes.
And I've been wanting to do that like for a long time, because I've done escape room before and they're kind of fun. But you know how we are at cons. It's like so busy and you have to like actually reserve a spot and everything. And like that never works out. But this time, all my stuff was done before Sunday. So we actually did it on Sunday. So I finally did one. And it was fun. It was really well put together. And like you had a like solve a puzzle so that you could get a code to open a box, which would have the next puzzle and the next clue that would get, it was just really well done. Really cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
So shout out to JD Puppy for all your work on the Furry Logic escape rooms that you did, that I finally did. Oh, and a note. So the game master at one point, I'm talking to the game master and telling him about, my YouTube channel or something. And I'm telling him I can help you make ice. And then I told him about I can help you make toast in one video. And he said, wow, that's like, don't you need like a special degree for that or something? And I said, yes, 105 of them, I think. and he just fell to the floor and just died. I killed the game master. I was proud of myself for that.
Nice.
And that concludes our trip to, one more thing. On the very last day, we went to the National Natural History Museum. Apparently, they let dogs in everywhere, too, because they let me into this, too. But they had, in their planetarium, they had a Dark Side of the Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, like 50-year celebration thing or something.
Oh, wow.
So it's a special laser light show. For Dark Side of the Moon. And so it went through the whole album and did the laser light show. And it was really awesome, really, really cool. And that was very fun. Yeah. So overall, it was a really, really cool, exciting vacation. Denver, I'd love to do that again. I'd love to go to Rockies again and do all this stuff. It really, really cool stuff. This pup recommends a 10 out of 10 for all you furs. And that was my Colorado vacation. Woo!
Woo! I was thinking today, you know, you and I have not attended a con this year together.
I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am going to try and actually be coherent for a con with you this coming year.
Well, we'll be at Get Out the Float. I think that'll be our first con for 2024. But I think 2023 is in the books, because you're not going to BLFC. And then Actually,
well,
no,
FC's in January.
FC's in January, so we'll probably go to that one. So
yeah. And then FC, then get out the float. So we'll get our time in. We just have to wait till next year.
Yeah, that's okay. That's only 4 months away.
Only four. We can do it. We can do it.
I know. Which is surprising that they haven't opened up the registration or hotel bank yet.
You know, once again, we are of like fluff, because just like yesterday, mm-hmm. I was looking at that again. Like, they've opened up, like,
we're talking about FC, are you first?
Obviously, yes. FC, yes. Further confusion.
They've opened up, like, volunteers and mm-hmm. like DJ panel and things like that, but like panel applications and hotel and registration even haven't opened up yet.
So
have to keep paying attention, I guess.
I guess. There you go. All right. Well, since you haven't been here for a while and I haven't been here for a while and we really don't have any past today, I believe, unless you have something. I mean, you just really went over the past today with
really
a lot of the stuff that you just did. So, yeah.
The only other thing I have is catabolism every first almost tired fun. Because, well.
Which now we know what that means.
Now we know what that means. So all you first go back to a few episodes ago, and we actually had Mark Ruffalo on the show, the originator of that horrible phrase.
That horrible, horrible phrase. But
horrible, horrible, I tell you.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And I understand that you have some. You've learned some more useless information that you want to share with folks.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I very much do. Let me little sippy from my puppy dish. Puppy dish.
Okay. Well, you go right ahead.
I have that.
I feel like I just woke up.
It's good to know that I still have that effect on you after all these years, after all these weeks. So I found out a few useless pieces of information. I found out that a corn that joins the army is called a colonel.
Okay. Army. Yeah. Yes.
And speaking of central USA, I have a friend that she hates living in central USA. She says it's like she's living in a constant state of misery.
I think she meant Missouri.
It did, but I said it wrong. So let me say it again because I don't know how to pronounce things.
Okay.
I'm going to start that one all over again. I have a friend. I have a friend who lives in central USA, and she hates it. She says it's like living in a constant state of Missouri.
There you go.
I did it.
You did it.
Wow.
All right.
Okay,
oh,
wow.
Boy.
Well, speaking of which, there's this drummer that had two daughters.
Okay.
And do you want to know what he named his two daughters?
Tom and Hi-Hat.
Or three sons, I guess. Well, so that was his three sons. His two daughters, he named Anna 1, Anna 2.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Jeez.
Yo, my. So I have some more useless information.
Oh, please.
My coworker.
Please enlighten us. Yes.
Yeah, it's about red meat, actually. My coworkers told me that you shouldn't eat red meat. And I said, well, my grandfather lived to be 100 years old. And coworker said, well, did he eat red meat? And I said, no, he minded his own business.
Wait. He minded.
He lived to be 100 years old.
I gotcha. Yeah. And,
There we go.
I got it. Yes.
And finally, all you first, finally, patient goes into the doctor and says, doctor, I broke my leg in three places. The doctor says, so don't go to those places. And that's my useless information for this week.
That's like the guy that comes into the doctor and says, hey, it hurts when I touch here. And it hurts when I touch here, and it hurts when I touch here. And the doctor says, oh, it's very simple. You have a broken finger.
that would do it. Like, ow.
Yeah.
Ow. That would do it. Oh, my cow.
Oh, my cow indeed.
Yes. Speaking of stupid things.
Yes, please.
I've apparently been gone for a while because I got a lot of stupid things here. I would like to tell you, I'm proud of myself. I made up a joke.
Well, let's hear this.
I do this every now and then.
Level joke, yes.
This is a longer, a slightly longer joke than the ones I usually make up. So I'm branching out.
There's a There's a backstory. Okay, good.
There's a backstory. And my backstory is I need pain relief or something. I don't know.
That could be, yes. Doane's pills.
Yes. So there's this construction worker, and he loves his job, but, you know, he works outside and he has bad allergies. So it's kind of a bad combination, but he loves his job.
Okay.
And he loved his job so much that he wanted to actually, like, be one of his tools for even just a day to know what it's like, really like to, like, do that and do the work and, he just really wants this. So it just so happens the genie comes by, of course, like, duh, what else is going to happen?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Genie comes by and says, well, I'll give you two wishes. And the construction worker says, well, my allergies are horrible and they kind of get in the way of my work. So could I would like to wish for some really good allergy medicine to take care of that. And so the genie gives him some strong allergy medicine. And what's her second wish? Construction worker says, well, you know, I'd really love to be one of my tools for just a day because I'd really like to just know what it's like to do the work and be the thing actually doing it and stuff. And I don't know what, you know, I really like screwing planks together and making holes for the big nails to help them do so. And so I like that kind of tools and work. And so the genie turns them into a very useful construction tool that helps accomplish these tasks for just a day so that I can know. So the next day, the boss comes in and says, notices that he's been gone the whole previous day because, well, he was a tool, so he wasn't there. So he says, were you sick in bed with, like, the bad allergies all day, or where were you? And the construction worker says, well, I Benadryl.
Oh.
Because the allergies and the nails and...
Oh.
I made that up. I was... Okay.
That's actually pretty good.
I worked hard on that.
Did you? Okay. Well, it's a good backstory. I mean, you set it all up and it's and you hammered that punchline at the end, and it was just like hammered the punchline. Did you get that?
Did.
Like,
I, yes, I like, drilled okay. it right in there. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on to our media section, shall we? Okay. Grandma, go back to bed. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, so, young whippersnapper. I'll go do... I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, you dumb kids, get off my grass. Okay, so I started Good Omens 2, which is a great series on Amazon. It's got David Tennant in it, and he plays the demon Crowley, and he plays it so over the top and so well. It is just... it's just a joy to watch this series.
I feel like I know who David Tennant is. Remind me who that is.
David Tennant was Doctor Who for 7 seasons.
That's how I knew. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And is that what first turned you on to this show, that he was in it? Or was
No, Good Omens was a book written by Neil Gaiman. And the book was really good, and they did Good Omens, which was the first book. And then he wrote the screenplay for the Good Omens 2, which is just a continuation of the story. And this new series, this new season has John Hamm in it too. So they locked in a really big star for this second season. And he plays the angel Gabriel, and he has come to Earth, but God has taken away his memories, and so he doesn't know who he is or why he's there or anything like that. So it's kind of fun to watch.
And I guess that's why he makes so many bad jokes then, because he's such a ham.
He's such a ham, yes. Mm-hmm. And you get to see his butt in the very first episode, because he was walking down the street buck naked, and you get to see John Hamm's butt. You don't get to see the bits hanging in the front, because the legendary that he has a very big... front part, but they don't show that on the TV. He is carrying a very large box in front of him, though, that goes down pretty far to cover the thing.
Okay, so they really wrote him a good script for this one, if he has such a big front part, I guess. Is it?
Yes, he's got a big front. Okay, yeah, good, great skit. Cool. Great. Cool. Yeah, so anyway, all right. And then I finished the new season of Solar Opposites, which is kind of funny.
You've
because
talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to replace the main character's voice because the one creator of Solar Opposites and Rick and Morty got in trouble, and so he's not on the show anymore. And he was their main voice for two of the main characters. And
so two of the main characters have different voices.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The main character on Solar Opposite has a new voice, and the new season of Rick and Morty, which comes out next year, will have a new voice for Rick.
Oh.
Especially
to the, like, all you hardcore Rick and Morty fans have been watching forever. Then all of a sudden you'd be like, what is going on? What's that?
Right. And see, I thought it would be strange for Solar Opposites, but the way they explained it and did it, it worked out really well. So it's kind of interesting. And one of the things he says, yeah, this was a voice ray, quote unquote, because they're aliens. And he says, yeah, and this voice ray is retroactive. So my voice is going to be different even in the flashbacks.
So. Very good. Very good. That's very, very smart. That's good. Yep. Great.
I also started, I finished watching Family Guy. I rewatched Family Guy from the beginning.
Oh my.
All the way to the most recent one. It was my falling asleep show. So I thought, well, what am I going to watch now? And then, so I started watching Crossing Swords again, which is the stop animation series. Yeah. That's really kind of bad. I mean, bad as far as bad jokes and bad humor, adult humor. And so it's kind of funny. So I'm watching that. And then I'm finishing up Foundations on Apple TV.
Wow. You've been busy.
I have been. And then now I'm going to have to find some new things to watch as the writer's strike is looming and still out there and it's limiting new shows. So I think maybe I'll start watching the last season of Stranger Things because I haven't watched that one yet. So.
It's out there ready for you.
It's ready for me to binge. Yep. And I've read a few more chapters of Rukus's Heretic.
Oh, that's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming.
Did you remember where you were? Okay.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yep. So that's the nice thing about books on the iPad is that you open up the book and it goes right back to where you were. I did have to go back a few pages and kind of skim some chapters to say, now I remember what's going on. Yeah. So, but
why is he do? What is it? Medieval? What? Why is there a melon? Yeah, you have to kind of go back and find it.
It's not a melon. It's just the way he's holding the chicken. Anyway, that's what I've been doing for media wise in between this podcast and two other podcasts. So there you go.
So you have all this free time.
I have all this free time, yes. Nice. How about you, my furry friend?
It turns out that, I mean, since we were gone to Colorado for 10 days, we didn't end up watching much. So I've just been watching South Park for Lunchies. You might or might not remember a while ago, I talked about this Netflix show called Working Moms.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we watch season 4 is out, there's 7 seasons, and we watch season 4. We finished that just yesterday, I think. And it's pretty good. It's, you know how a lot of series have, like, they don't really have a storyline at first. It's just like a bunch of individual episodes where things happen and stuff. But then eventually they start having an actual storyline. Well, they finally did that here. They might start in season 3. But anyway, season 4 is shaping up pretty good. We also get your favorite, season 2 of your favorite show ever has come out.
And what's that?
Heartstopper. Now, so why don't you like that again?
I just couldn't get past the generic beginning.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't get it doesn't go the way you think it was going to go.
Okay, I'll just say that. Maybe I'll give it a shot again. Maybe if I can get past that first episode, I can get into it. Well, it gives me something to look at. You know, it's like
I got something to look at. I mean, I think I remember now, like the first few. I forget however many episodes, but the first episodes, it's a stereotypical, like, oh no, but he's straight and everything, and now oh, he's going to get his heart broken, and this is stupid, and it ends up better than that. And season 2. So we watch all of season 2, and it's really good. It's all of season 2 is just a great story with, like, there's no drama. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh no, he's going to go after this guy now. And oh no, what's going to happen? You know, because that's the way, like, all these stories go. There's just, like, all this drama and ups and downs and stuff. And what's going to happen? Season 2 is just all just this really good story with no drama or twists and turns. And there aren't any of these kinds of stories that have no twists and turns. It's just like a good story. Anyway, we watched that. And that's all I've been watching. I've been playing Blooms, Hearthstone a little bit, and Beat Saber. So kind of the same stuff. Anyway, nice. That's my media for the last 3 weeks. Oh, my cow.
Oh, my cow. Indeed. Indeed. So I've, while you were talking, I looked up my, because I saw something on Amazon today that I thought, oh, that looks like a really good show. It's called Red, White, and Royal Blue, and it's a gay story about the president's son falling in love with one of the princes of England.
Oh, I have not heard of this.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, so I'm going to watch that.
There you go.
See if that's good. It's a movie, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be excited to hear next week or whenever we get to watching it, how it turned out.
Right. Well, speaking of movies, we have a movie review from our friend, our new movie, or our movie reviewer. He's not new. He's been doing a lot of movie reviews. Chitaro, he's going to give us a review of a movie called Sheeps and Wolves.
I have not heard of this. I am excited to find out about the sheep and wolves. Tell us all about it, Chitaro.
Dang it. I left my cell phone at home. Barely wants Chitaro's movie review by the end of the day. What am I going to do? I know. I'll use my old shortwave radio.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Chitaro. You have a movie review for us this week?
I do, as a matter of fact. It's a movie that's called Sheep and Wolves.
Nice.
It's a movie that is on Amazon Prime right now. It's from 2018, so it's a little while ago. But it's kind of a cute movie. It starts in a meadow with a sheep that's named Zico, sneaking around with a magnifying glass looking for predators, you know, because he wants to stay away from the wolves. He ends up finding an insect that he's trying to take a picture of, and whilst he's trying to chase this insect around, he runs into a wolf whose name is Gray, ha ha ha, who's sitting under a tree. So the sheep ends up running away only to find more wolves. And then he ends up running, you know, slowly sneaking off to his village. But the wolves, they're trying to figure out, because all their supplies are being stolen, and they're trying to figure out where they're going. But there was one wolf that was supposed to be watching the supplies so they wouldn't get stolen. And that one wolf was supposed to be Gray, who was sitting under a tree. And so then it switches back to Gray the wolf chasing Zico back to their house. Once Gray sees that the sheep is there, he then goes back to the wolves and he tells them about the sheep. But the head wolf, whose name is Magra, said, "We are not going to hunt for sport, only for what is needed to survive." And he says, quote, "Every life is sacred."
As it is.
You know. Yeah. Then he ends up telling the wolf pack that it was time for him to retire and step down. So he says that we have to choose a new leader. And in order to have a new leader, we have to have some form of a competition to see who is the strongest or whatever wolf. And of course, only two wolves speak up, one of which is Gray, who says, "We should have a dance off."
Right, of course, as wolves do.
Right. Yeah, because everybody wants to see a wolf dance. So the other wolf, whose name is Ragir, he wants it to be a fight to the death, you know. And of course, it's like, you know, who doesn't want to see a fight to the death, I guess, between wolves, I guess.
Right. Well, Gray apparently doesn't.
Right. So then the movie shifts back to the sheep, where they're back in their village and they're having a meeting. And the head sheep is telling the group that he has terrible news. This is the funny part where he says, "My terrible news is that I filled the salt."
Okay.
But I'm bummed. And then they explain, two little small sheep explain, says, "Why is that important?" It says, "Because bad luck comes from spilling salt." You know, the old wives' tale, spill salt.
Oh, yeah,
bad things happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Out of your shoulder.
Right. So with that, the sheep Zico is starting to tell his run-in with the wolf. And the head sheep tells everyone, says, "Okay, because of that, the North Meadow is now off limit and we're going to lock the gate." And what's really hilarious is when they lock the gate, there's one sheep that was on the other side of the gate and he just kind of walked through a broken part of the fence. It was really hilarious. So then we go back to Gray, the wolf, who's talking with a female wolf named Bianca about this fight with Ragir. And she says to him, "I hope you're ready." But Gray says, "Don't worry, I have a surprise." Well, then all of a sudden they see Ragir trying to hunt some sheep. And so Gray starts to follow. And he ends up making Ragir run into a tree. And he gets up to the sheep and says, "Run, sheep, run, go home, hurry up." So the sheep get back to their thing. Then they end up showing the wolves having a party. And Gray is making fun of Ragir because of him running into a tree. But then Ragear says, okay, we should take a vote and see what kind of a leader the wolves want. Do we want someone strong or do we want someone caring? And the wolves are unsure, and some of them raise their hand for Ragear, but a lot of them raise their hand for Gray. And Ragear doesn't like that, so he wants to make sure that a fight happens to determine things. But, you know, certain things end up happening that then ends up making Gray run away. And Gray ends up walking into a party that has rabbits, chipmunks, and mice. And there's this rabbit gypsy who basically says to Gray, do you want to see your magic trick? And Gray says, sure. And so the rabbit gives Gray a transformation potion. And we all know what transformation potions do, right?
Oh, very well. Very well.
Well, this transformation potion actually turned Gray the wolf into a sheep.
A wolf in sheep's clothing?
Ba-dum-bump. Yes. And so he is now a sheep, but he at first does not realize that he is a sheep. So he ends up going back home, and wolf pack members see him and they go, oh my God, and it's a sheep, run after him. And so they start chasing Gray, who is now a sheep, back to the sheep village. And so it's kind of funny that Gray ends up making friends with all these sheep and stuff, but he still wants to try to find a way to change himself back into a wolf. And that's where I'm going to stop, because this is where it starts getting interesting, because there's all sorts of things that end up happening to try to get him trying to change back into a wolf. And he ends up staying a sheep for a while, and certain things happen and stuff. But let's just say that he does end up eventually turning back into a wolf. But I'll let all the viewers watch this movie to decide or to see how he ends up getting turned back into a wolf, which is kind of fun. But this movie was kind of fun. It had lots of exciting moments, a lot of funny moments too. Most of them were sight gags, so to speak, but it kept me entertained. And for that reason, I'm going to give this movie 3.5 chirps.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie. I just think that they could have, personally, I think they could have made it a little bit more dramatic, so to speak. But, you know, I'll let every fur out there decide for themselves in that regard. It was a pretty good movie, in all honesty.
Sweet. So what do you got for us next time?
Well, I'm thinking there is another movie on Amazon. It's called Pumbaa. If I remember correctly, it's about a zebra. So we'll check that one out and let all the furs know about it next time for sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I won't keep you any longer then. Thank you for the review.
Hey, no problem. I hope you have a rest of a good day or night or whatever time it is. And we'll chat at you soon.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Furries in the news, oddly enough, with all of the conventions going on and all of the things happening across the country, there's been very little furries in the news. I mean, there was a couple of things that happened when you were gone and we chatted about them on the show. But as far as that goes, not a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, most of the news has been these cons are happening. So,
and that's the news.
And that
we're going to talk
news.
About them in a minute. So there you go.
That's right. That's right. And in fact, these upcoming events, again, there's a lot of them. There's a lot in September and there's a lot in October. So I'm going to jump right in to the deep end, unless you have something else before we get into that.
We do. We have a this or that. And I have two short stories before we can do the upcoming events.
Okay. Pardon me. I just choked on some water.
Nice. Very nice. It takes a special skill, I think.
It does. The thing is, when you pour water in your throat, you have to pour it into the side that you swallow, not the part that you breathe through.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just saying.
This is Science Facts from Barely. There you go. CEU earned.
Okay, so I have my book of 3001 this or that, and we are up to, believe it or not, only number 202.
Oh, we've got a ways to go. Okay.
We've got a ways to go. And we started this in season 2 on episode 9. So that gives you an idea of, we don't do this as often as we probably should. But anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So would you rather live in a mansion with 20 other people or have a small apartment all to yourself?
Do I get to leave the apartment?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Oh, this is where I'm reading into it. Okay.
Yeah, I guess you can leave the apartment, but I mean, you can leave the mansion too, but I just want to, you know, do you want to live with 20 people or you want to live by yourself?
I think I'll live by myself, but make sure that the apartment is next to the mansion so that I can go over and visit the people if I get lonely.
Oh, the best of both. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Would you rather be a pawn in a chess set or a kid's action toy?
I guess I'll take the action toy.
Well, sure, because much more fun.
I know, a pawn is like you're just a pawn.
You just stand there.
I'm a pawn, and I'm just sitting here. And oh, look, I can move one space, and mm-hmm. now I don't move for the rest of the game because I'm not important. Or you can be an action figure and go to infinity and beyond and all that.
And stuff. Beyond, that's right. And, you know, if you were the best pawn on the shop, or the best pawn on the board, you would be a pawn star.
This is very true.
That's very true. Anyway.
Oh, such a ham. That ham comes back.
I know. So would you rather be a teacup or a teapot? I don't know. I'm just reading what they're saying.
Okay. Not your fault. I'll be a little teacup because teapot would be the too cliche. I'm a little teapot, short and fluff. I don't know.
Something like that, yes.
I don't even know what's going on.
All right. Oh, would you rather be a rose with thorns, because every rose has its thorn, or a Venus flytrap?
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Yes, it does. Oh, wait, you were asking me a question.
I was asking you a question, yes.
Okay, would I rather be one of those that I was just singing about, or...
Yes, or Venus flytrap.
Oh. Am I the rose with a thorn?
Yes.
Okay. How about if I do the Venus flytrap thing? Because that sounds interesting.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. Every Venus flytrap has its little mouth that closes when a fly gets near it.
Yep. There you go. All right. This really has no bearing on you because you can't do these.
Okay.
But you can certainly try. Well, and you know, you never know because it has to do with mythology. So would you rather give birth to Zeus's child or marry Aphrodite?
I don't even know how to... let's Zeus.
Let's Zeus it? Okay.
Let's Zeus it.
Let's Zeus it.
It's almost Zeus as bad it real as... good.
Suset good. Salt and pepper.
I'm coughing.
You're coughing. Yes. You need some. That's like that old joke about the guy that was being chased by the casket, and he runs into the bathroom and he grabs a bottle of Robitussin and throws it at the casket. And the casket just falls down dead because Robitussin stops the coffin.
Yes, it does.
That's a fourth grade joke, if ever I've heard one.
If ever you've heard.
If ever. So what are your two short stories?
I.
Yes. You have two of them.
I have two.
That's three.
Of them.
I. Captain.
Captain. Okay. So let me tell you the first of my two short stories.
Okay. Let me hear them. One, first.
I'll do that's a good plan. I'll do the first one first. A guy is looking to buy a horse, and he sees that a preacher has a horse for sale. True story. He goes to the preacher to check the horse out, of course, and he wants to ride the horse first, you know, to find out what he's getting into, find out if he wants this horse. The preacher says, okay, fine, but there are some things you need to know. To get the horse to walk, you have to say, praise the Lord. To get the horse to trot, you have to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To get the horse to run, you have to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To get the horse to stop, you have to say amen. So I'm sure you encountered this type of scenario in your days at the
Vatican. Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah. Yes, at the Vatican. I didn't go to the Vatican, but okay. If I had been to the Vatican in my young days, I probably would still be there.
A probably good thing that you
I'd probably be a cardinal by now. Yeah,
I don't know.
Cardinal Mike.
But then that means you could tweet because you'd be a cardinal. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so the guy says, okay, well, that's easy enough to remember. He gets on the horse and he says, praise the Lord. And the horse starts walking. He gets out on a dirt road and decides he wants to try the horse out. He says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the horse starts trotting. The guy wonders, how fast can this horse really go? So he says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the horse takes off running. They go fast and they turn out that they're headed towards the cliff. And the guy says, whoa, horse, whoa. But the horse keeps running. Just as they get close to the cliff, the guy remembers, oh, wait, I'm in. And the horse stops right at the edge. Oh, and it was a close one. The guy looks over the cliff and says, wow, that was a close one. Praise the Lord. So that was my first short story.
Okay.
Would you like to hear my other short story?
Oh, I would love to hear your other short story because, you know.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? We have a forum, yes.
I can't do it. There it is. Hi. I'll try it again. Olaf, not the pink bunny, but remind us of the pink bunny, though.
Yes, Olaf. I'm from Ukraine. I'm Big Pink Bunny. You pet now.
Yes.
Yes.
That is Olaf. Mm-hmm. So you first, next time you see Barely at a con, make sure to ask him where Olaf is and Olaf will come out.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I'm flying drones for Ukrainian army these days.
Very, very busy. Busy.
Making
busy
strikes on Russia. Yes.
I
oh, had Crimea.
A report or something. Yes. Oh, DM. Yes. So, but so. Not Olaf the Bunny, but Olaf the Norseman.
Aha.
Very different. Olaf the Norseman is shopping at a supermarket when he comes across a little old lady in a wheelchair, and she's almost in tears. What's the matter? Asks Olaf. Oh, sobs the little old lady. I want to have a look at the frozen puddings over there, but as you can see, there are three steps down in the chiller cabinets down there. No problem, says Olaf, lifting her onto his back. I'll take you. So Olaf strolls through the chiller cabinets with the old lady on his back. She selects several puddings and puts them in the basket that he is carrying for her. At the other end, the old lady's husband is waiting with her wheelchair. The old lady says, I'd really like to thank you, as Olaf sets her down off his back, but I don't even know who you are. Olaf just waves and walks off. I was really worried about you, says the little old lady's husband. What have you been doing? She replies, well, I've been through the deserts on a Norse with no name.
Oh.
True fact.
True fact. Been through the deserts on a Norse with Norse no name.
So moving right along.
Moving right along. So upcoming events. All right, these first four events are happening when this episode drops. So we have Furry Migration 2023 in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Hyatt Regency. That's September 8th through the 10th. Also September 8th through the 10th is Furvana 2023 in Ocean Shores, Washington. That's coming.
I've been told I need to go to that, actually.
Well, it's next week, so or it's this week, so get up there.
You finish the show. I've got to get up.
You got to get up there. Okay, you got it. You good. You do good. You good.
I do good.
You do good. You do good. Okay. And Northern Michigan Fur Camp is coming up this weekend, September 8th through the 10th, in Lake Michigan Recreation Area in Free Soil. You don't have to pay for it. It's free.
It's free soil.
Yep.
And also, something about it has, it actually did not commit the crime. So please, free soil.
Free soil. And then his friend Fremantle, which is where the next one is taking place, the West Aussie Fur Frenzy 2023 in Fremantle, Western Australia.
That was good.
So there is a nice segue right in there.
I really like what you did there.
All right. Next weekend, the September 14th through the 17th, we have three cons going on. We have FursonaCon 2023 in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the hurricane should be long gone by then. We have Forever West 2023 at the Holiday Inn Laramie in Laramie, Wyoming. And then we have Megaplex, the only adult regular furry con the world in Orlando, Florida.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis, because furries are an adult thing, apparently. That's Megaplex 2023. The weekend of September 21st through 24th, there are two cons going on. We have Fernavia. For the Navia in Norway, Kristiansand, Norway.
No way.
And then you have Philly Fur. Don't be silly with Philly Fur, but that's at Quezon City, Philippines. It's not in Philadelphia, as you might think. September 28th through the 1st of October. Locked. Yep.
Holy
September
cow.
28th through the 23rd, or through October 1st in Finland. You can go to Finfur Animus at Vääksi, Finland. Or if you can't go to Finland, you can go to Budapest. If you're not a pest, you could Budapest at the Fur Dance Budapest. same weekend is Furry Takeover 2023 in Fontana Dam, North Carolina.
I'm fond of that dam.
All right. San Antonio, Texas, October 13th through the 15th. Sox is Alamo City Furry Invasion. October 19th through the 22nd. There are two cons going on. You have in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. You have Confurrer 2023. I'm sure that
Paco,
Paco will probably be there. Maybe he can come on the show and talk about Confurrer again.
I will reach out and have him come on the show and talk about Confurrer. Or, sorry, Confurrer.
Confurrer. And that'll be in the middle of October. So don't ask him to do it now because you won't have been there.
You won't have gone yet. His cycle will, I can come on, but I won't have anything to talk about. Oh,
that's right. All right. Okay. And then I don't know how to say this. It's in Poland. The name of the town is spelled tiny T, then an O with an S with an apostrophe on top of it, a tiny D, and then a Z with an apostrophe on top of it. I have no idea how to pronounce that. Maybe it's Tudz. I don't know, but it's in Poland.
I think Tudz is pretty good.
Tudz is pretty good, and that's Fur 2023. And then, of course, in Stamford, Connecticut, the October 26th to the 29th is Fur Apocalypse. We've heard of that one before. And then we've also heard of Aquatifur in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. That's the 27th through the 29th of October. And then, of course, the October 30th through November 2nd at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada is the Biggest Little Fur Con. And those are the upcoming events for the next month. That's a lot of events. A
lot going on. And so all you furs, Barely is going to be at BLFC this year. So make sure if you see him, give him a hug. Say hi.
Yes.
Hang out with the bear. He's a good bear, it turns out. So yeah,
I'm a fun bear. Yes.
It's true.
I'll be doing a lot of promotion.
That is your that's a challenge for furs for the end. So like a few months from now, to go say hi and see Barely at BLFC.
See Barely at BLFC. You can barely see me.
Oof.
All right. Do you have any math for us this week? It's been a while since you've done math.
It has. I do have some, just a little bit. And it's more of kind of some mathematical philosophy or reality, as it were.
Philosophically math. Okay.
I think we've all pretty much heard of, you know, real numbers and imaginary numbers. Mm-hmm. A real number is, you know, one way to think of it is just you have a number line and it's just a number you can point out on the number line. Or if you like, think in terms of graphs and X and Y axis, it's just a number on the X axis. It's one way to think of it. That's a real number.
Okay.
An imaginary number is, one way to think about that is, it's a number such that when you square it, it's a negative, which is funny because usually when you square something, it's always positive. But that's what an imaginary number is. It's something where you square it and it's negative. Now, so we have all these words and connotational things in our minds that make us think of certain things in certain ways. So we think a real number, it's like, it's a real number. It's actually there. There it is. It's a real number. But really, a real number is not actually real. Because if a real number were real, you could actually grab it. I mean, that's what it means to be real. You can actually hold on to it.
Touch it
and everything. But so then someone might think, oh, but there's three bananas. And like, yeah, there's three bananas. That is a quantity of bananas. But it's not three. is just a construct of our minds to help convey information. The number three is really imaginary, right? Because it's not there.
Sure. Yeah, it's really not there. You can't touch the three.
Can't touch it. True. So any real number is actually an imaginary number. And in the same way, an imaginary number is just that same thing. It's an imaginary construct in our mind. So it's also imaginary. But both real and imaginary numbers are real in the sense that we use them and they're very useful and they're there. So in that sense, they're real. So we've got, it's a really interesting philosophical thing in which our minds and the connotations just kind of think of things in different ways. And it kind of hurts the brain when you start thinking about it. And they're both real and imaginary at the same time. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So that's on a similar note.
Yes.
Let's talk a little about sets. So, in mathematics, you have sets, things that contain stuff.
Yes.
The actual definition of a set is that a set is defined by its elements. Like, that's the definition of a set. It's defined by what's in there. Mm-hmm. Now, you might have heard of the empty set.
Mm-hmm.
The empty set is defined. The definition is, it's defined to be the set having no elements.
Okay.
So if a set is defined by its elements, like that's its definition of a set, but the empty set is defined to be the set having no elements, can the empty set actually be defined?
Yes, it can. And I, oddly enough, I actually read an article about this not too long ago.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. And I don't know why.
All you furs out there, we did not conspire. I did not know.
We didn't.
But barely staying. So I'm actually interested to hear what's going on here.
Right. And this mathematician was talking about how you can have sets of sets, but you can't have a set inside an empty set because then it's not an empty set anymore. But you can have empty sets within a set, and then it is a set of empty sets.
Yes.
And that's about when my brain exploded.
Yes. And in fact, it does. I mean, it makes the brain like, whoa. It's interesting stuff to think about. And kind of going off a tangent just off what you said there, the way we define, like in CFC set theory, Zermelo Frankel set theory, I've talked about set theory before and stuff, but
yes,
the way numbers, integers are defined are in terms of sets. So the empty set represents zero. The set containing the empty set, only the empty set, kind of along the lines of what you were just saying.
Right.
But the set that contains only the empty set, that represents the number one.
Right.
The set containing both the empty set and the set containing the empty set represents two. You know where I'm going.
And on. Yes.
By the set that contains the empty set and the set that contains the empty set and the set that contains both the empty set and the set that contains the empty set. So it's a recursive definition and stuff, which is really interesting and crazy to think about.
It is. And it does make your brain explode.
It does. So there's lots of interesting things that can be done with the empty set. For example,
you can fill it up.
You can.
It's empty.
It's empty. So
fill it up. Put something in it.
Or
fur. I don't know.
So every element. So here's a theorem. Every element of the empty set is an odd number. And the proof is there are no counterexamples.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Similarly, every element of the empty set is also even.
Okay.
Same reason.
Yeah.
Similarly, every element of the empty set is a purple zebra.
It's a purple. Wait, no. A purple zebra.
Yes. Every element of the empty set is a purple zebra. There are no counterexamples, so it's got to be true.
Well, it's
so
gotta
we
be true.
Have a set. We have a set in which every element is both odd and even and also a purple zebra.
Okay.
There it is. I just proved it to you. There it is. And that is my math for the week.
Okay. Well, who knew that Zarafa was an empty set?
I know, Zarafa. Sorry.
Sorry, you're an empty set. Yeah. Sorry there, dude.
But very cool things to think about, I think.
Yes. All right. Now, I know we've had a lot of jokes today already, so... But I think I picked out some stupid jokes, and I'm sure that you have your book of stupid jokes.
I do, but I forgot to grab it, so I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Well, while he's going there to get his book or his written thing, he's trotting along. It's good to have Tabin back on the show, I have to say. It's kind of nice to have him back on the show. And it's been a while since it's just been he and I on the show. We've always had Rain with us or a couple other folks, but Rain was busy tonight, so he couldn't help us record. And although he is going to be recording, he did record the Chitario interview, so that's where that came from. And now Tabin is back, and he's gotten his book let, and he's moisturizing his throat. And now he is back with us. Hello again, Tabin.
Hello again.
Hello again. So I'm going to start. So explain your joke book and how we do this. Like I said, I pick out really stupid jokes. And I spend several hours actually going through and picking out jokes. And it's like, oh, that one's better than this one. So I'll use that one instead. And you, on the other hand.
Yeah, so.
On the other paw.
On the other paw. So that just, any jokes that Barely says, if they're really bad, you can actually blame him because he actually purposely did that.
Yes.
I have this book, Annie, on the other paw, the Ultimate Dad Joke Book, 501 Hilarious Jokes and Puns, written by Hugh Murmy.
Yes.
That's Hugh Murmy.
Ha. Humor me.
And I don't read these jokes ahead of time. I just like go to the next page where we left off before and read them. So if they're really bad, which often they are, you can't blame me. So dive right in, shall we?
All right. Give us your first joke by Hugh.
Okay. Again, have not read this yet, so we'll experience it all for the first time together.
Okay.
Why do fish live in salt water? Oh, my Lord. Okay, I started it out. Okay. Why do fish live in salt water?
Because if they lived in pepper water, they would sneeze?
Yes. So let me go on to the next one. Okay. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a fish?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a fish?
Swimming trunks.
So my friend Jay lives with his partner in Chicago. And one winter morning, while they were listening to the radio, they hear the announcer say, "We are going to have 3 to 4 inches of snow today. You must park your car on the even numbered side of the street so that the snowplow can get through." So Jay's partner gets up and goes out and moves the car. A week later, while they're eating breakfast, the radio announcer says, "We are expecting 4 to 5 inches of snow today. You must park your car on the odd-numbered side of the street so the snowplow can get through." Jay's partner once again gets up, goes out, and moves the car. The next week, they're eating breakfast one more time. Well, of course, they probably ate breakfast every day.
More than that, but yeah.
The radio announcer says, "We are expecting 10 to 12 inches of snow today. You must park." And about that moment, the power went out. And Jay's partner says, "Honey, I don't know what to do." And Jay looks at him and says, "Why don't you just leave it in the garage this time?"
Hey! How? Oh, my cow. Oh, my cow. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Oh, that was good. That was actually good. That was, I approve. This pup approved.
Okay.
I have to remember that. Okay. Oh, so on the other end of the spectrum, I'm sure. I made the mistake of reading it ahead of time, but I'll go ahead and read it anyway.
Okay.
So what kind of birds stick to everything?
A sticky bird?
Velcros.
Not Velravens, but Velcros.
Not Velravens. No, that's totally different. Totally different.
Yeah. So this nun comes running into the Mother Superior's office yelling, "Mother Superior, Mother Superior, we just found a case of syphilis in the convent." To which the aging Mother Superior replied, "That's great. I was getting tired of the Chablis."
Do that again.
A nun comes running into Mother Superior yelling, "Mother Superior, Mother Superior, we found a case of syphilis in the convent." And the Mother Superior says, "Great. I was getting tired of the Chablis."
Oh, A case that's okay. That oh my cow. Oh my cow. Okay, I'm there. I did it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, Chablis are getting really old. I'm glad there's so much more. Really? Okay, I'm gonna do two in a row because okay. Where do cows display their artwork?
In a museum?
At a museum.
A museum. Okay. All right. Good.
What do you call a seagull flying over a bay?
A bagel, of course.
A bagel. How do snails hide?
Slowly?
They slug it out. Oh, God. Okay, I'll let you have one now.
Okay, so John went to the doctor to get a physical.
Oh.
A few days later, the doctor saw John walking down the street with this gorgeous young lady on his arm.
Oh.
And so a couple of days later, the doctor spoke to the man and says, "You're doing really well, aren't you?" And John said, "Well, I'm just doing what you said, doctor. Get a hot mama and be cheerful." And the doctor said, "No, I didn't say that. I says, you got a heart murmur. Be careful."
Oh, no. There's different things going on there. Different things. Speaking of different things that are socially awkward, why are penguins socially awkward?
Why are penguins socially awkward?
They don't want to break the ice.
Okay. And finally, I have some punny words for you.
Okay.
Okay. Burglarize. That's what crooks see with.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes.
An eyedropper is a clumsy ophthalmologist. Okay. A counterfeiter is a worker that puts together kitchen cabinets.
Huh?
Yes.
And a pharmacist is a helper on the farm.
Yes.
There you go.
This is
That's my jokes for the day.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do this. I'll keep saying jokes and you keep trying to get the right answer. And I'll keep going until you get the wrong answer. And then I'll stop.
Okay. All right.
But you have to do your best.
I'll do my best. I try. I promise. Scout's honor.
Okay. What do you call a cow in an earthquake?
Whipped cream?
Oh,
mixed milk?
A milkshake.
Oh, okay. I was close.
Okay, let's try again. Why aren't koalas counted as real bears? Okay, we're going to end on this one. Why aren't koalas counted as real bears?
I don't know. Why aren't koalas counted as real bears?
They don't meet the qualifications.
Oh.
That was a good one. That's it.
That's it. Well, that's it. All right. So glad to have you back in the co-host chair, Tabin. It's been a great episode today.
Great to be back.
Remember, fair listener, you can help support the show through donations at Ko-Fi Patreon or by purchasing merch.
It can
Redbubble.
Be like a little bird that has merch in your purse.
It's a merch perch. Let's see. We'll get Tabin merch that's for birds to sit on. It'll be a merch perch.
You can get
those at Redbubble, Bonfire, or Fourth Wall. Tabin, as he said earlier, has a Fourth Wall where you can buy Tabin-specific merch. I don't have any Barely-specific merch, though, so maybe I do need that. I don't think so. People don't need to be wearing me on their shirt. No. Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, so until next time, I say Mubark Fluff and stay furry. Tabin, the floor, dirty as it is yours.
Oh, well, I'm just going to have to clean that up. But not until I say. Thank you all you first for listening. It's been great. It's been great to be back. I've been gone for it seems like forever. I didn't even think I'd remember how to actually do this thing. But then I remembered, oh yeah, I'm Tabin. I just talk about things and do that and it's stupid. And I think I successfully talked about things and it was stupid. And that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool.
So thank you very much all you furs for listening to us. Of course, as Barely says, you can help us out financially in other ways. Ko-Fi, Fourth Wall, all that good stuff. But we love just entertaining you and educating you and all that good stuff. So with that, I'll just say, can't wait to hug you with posies at a con, upcoming con. And until next week, we bark at ya. So I'll just say, moo bark fluff, stay furry, bark, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Is Library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com, or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.